Okay, we are live. Derek Shapiro Show, episode 88. We have a great, great segment. You can't watch this one, but I debuted it on the DSS TV station the other day. Emily Hula Hoop segment. I hula hooped. But by the way, I'm in Marietta, Georgia, and we are together in the same studio late night. How you doing late night?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, great. This is a late night for us, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Everything's late night with me, I'm telling you. And, of course, Vinny Bucci's on his way. You know Mr. Vinny Bucci, right? Yes. Indeed. Yes, indeed, of course. And maybe we have some call-ins. We have, let's see, we have DJ Chef interview from Providence, Rhode Island. Emily is from Salem, Mass. You ever been up north to Salem, Mass, or Boston, Mass?
Never been to Massachusetts.
No. Let's see. And then we have Miss Elbow interview. She is something. And then we have Adila Bonds on this great show, okay? Adila Bonds, I didn't place her in, but she's going to be towards the end, of course, you know? So first we're going to start off with the first segment, of course, which is Emily Hula Hoop segment. Here we go. Episode 88, Derek Shapiro's show! All right, here in Salem, Derek Shapiro, downtown Salem, where just the mecca of all happens here, you know what I'm saying? With Emily, of course, you're a hula hooper, huh?
Yep.
Yes. So tell me, how'd you get started hula hooping?
A couple of years ago, someone came back from a festival, actually, in Maine, and she had a bunch of adult-sized hula hoops. That's like one of these.
Yep.
Like a kid one. And she was just showing everyone what she learned there. She just grabbed one and bought it, started teaching herself. She came back and started teaching all of us, and she made me one.
She made you one?
So...
Where'd you come again? Maine, you said?
Yep.
Wow.
And so... Once she went away, I just continued pursuing it, and someone asked me to be in their sideshow, and it was actually in downtown Salem here.
Really?
At a place called Dead or Alive that's now closed.
Really?
So they had, you know, contortionists and stuff like that, and they had hula hoopists.
Really?
Yeah.
So you live right here in Salem.
Yep.
You're from Salem originally?
From Peabody.
Peabody, okay.
Yeah, a town over.
Yes, I know exactly where Peabody is. So tell me, of course, so this is how you get your money, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, and you have
a little bit of spare change. Yeah.
Now, what do you do if people don't give you money? Do you have another source of income other than hula hooping?
I've had, like, throughout the years, I've had multiple ones. Waitressing, for example, is one. I've worked at group homes, stuff like that. But, you know, it's a good supplemental
type of... So you do other things on the side now?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. So how many hours do you do this a week?
It depends. Like, on days where there'll be, like, a farmer's market or a festival or live performances, I'll spend, like, 7 hours out here.
Seven hours?
As long as the festival's going on, I'll come out here.
So how much do you make on a typical weekend?
On a typical weekend without a festival?
Without a festival, yeah.
Okay. On a typical weekend without a festival going on, I might make $20.
Okay.
But if there's a festival going on, I could make like $40. And then around Halloween time, you can make like, you could get as much as you.
Now, do you ever go to downtown Boston and do it too?
No.
No, never go to Boston.
It's a commute, and yep. I mean, I guess I could take the train, and that would, like, even out
exactly.
my pay.
Exactly. Now, do you ever do private, like, you know, parties? And?
I dance for a dance troupe
mm-hmm.
that, the rest of them are just regular dancers, but I do, I'm their, like, token hula hoop.
That's awesome.
So that it, you know, adds variety to the show.
And do you have any contact information if people want to get in contact with you? Like, do you have any Facebook?
Yeah. My name on there is Emily Odegaard. It's like Emily Odegaard. Emily Odegaard. And my troupe is the Betsy Feathers. Betsy with an I.
And what do you do with them?
We do shows, like dance shows. We'll do burlesque. We'll do, we come up with theme shows usually here at the Griffin Theater on Halloween.
Oh,
we'll
awesome.
Have a few shows running there where we just do crazy things with props and, like, I'll do a hula hoop number that's themed. I did like a human fly one for Halloween last year.
Now, of course, I can't hula hoop, but do you teach people how to hula hoop too?
Yeah, I mean, I've taught people how to hula hoop, and I've done like a few fitness classes, but nothing full time. If I could like get a job at like maybe a gym, I could do that. But
what's the secret of hula hooping? What's the secret, like, of a person like me that doesn't know how to hula hoop? Me, Derek Shapiro. How would you teach me how to hula hoop?
Practice. And you also watching other people's bodies when they do it. The best thing you can do as a hula hoopist is meet a group of hula hoopists that can show you. Everyone has different tricks.
Yep.
And you just exchange it. You watch them, and that's how you get the idea.
All right. Well, I'm going to try to hula hoop just for the camera, see?
Okay.
And you see how bad I am.
Okay.
Thank
you.
So that was me hula hooping, but you can't see it. Okay, that was me hula hooping, but you can't see it. And I actually hula hooped in Salem, Massachusetts. Now, Vinny, do you know what Salem's all about, Salem, Massachusetts?
Oh boy, do I. It's all about the witch hunt and the witchcraft.
How do you know about that?
Well, for two reasons. One, I learned it in school, and two, I've seen the movie The Crucible, so
okay.
I know all about it. It's the by far the most retarded thing to happen in America
now,
in history, in
now,
my opinion.
Salem is not all but witches, because actually I had an apartment in Salem just recently, you know. Salem is actually very nice. I mean, I take my kids to Salem a lot, you know. And do you ever watch the movie Hocus Pocus?
I've seen it, yes.
Okay, and do you ever see Hocus Pocus lately?
No.
Okay, the park in Hocus Pocus. Bette Midler wasn't in this park, but the park, I taped a scene for No Lips, No Teeth, okay, in that park.
Wow, really? Seriously?
Yes. I showed you the clip last night, but the movie comes out in the wintertime. But More Out of Life was taped in Salem, too. You know that, right?
I do now.
Yes. The part with where that boy, he touches my face in the preview, you know, that's in downtown Salem, right by where the witches are.
Right by where the witches were.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, it is. It is something over there. It is a nice area. There's a park over there right by this fancy hotel, the Hawthorne Hotel. I did my morning show from the Hawthorne Hotel before. And Salem is very, very nice. Very beautiful, okay? This fancy hotel. And I take a walk at the park, okay? And I see a lot of people bringing their dogs there, okay? Then I'm very observant. I see them. I see the dogs play with one another. And you know what song I want to play?
What song you want to play?
Who let the dogs out? Who? Come on, you didn't see that coming a mile away?
No, I didn't, because that song is very, very old now. So,
hey, I went to karaoke a few months ago. Okay, I go to Rick's Roadhouse in Providence, Rhode Island, and the owner sometimes brings his dog. So in between the people singing karaoke, they have a DJ playing music.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what song I'm requested?
Who let the dogs out?
How did you guess? Well, you're good.
I'm psychic.
You have ESPN, don't you?
Yes.
All right.
One and two.
One and two. So, Vinny, we're going to talk about what happened last night at the premiere. It's going to be awesome. We'll talk about that. But do we have a caller? No, okay, no. Who will call this show? Okay, so we're going to play Billy Gilman and 18 other top country artists for the number 5 song for the month of July. And DJ, and then we're going to come back with a DJ Chef interview from Providence, Rhode Island, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. All right, going to go that? Go to just a Billy Gilman song. I interviewed him a long time ago.
With the proceeds of this song, it is my mission to put 500,000 shoes on kids worldwide. Will you help me?
We've all got a choice to make before our time on earth is up. If we want to be a part of something bigger than us.
Are we gonna stand still and watch our brother cry and not join in the fight?
Keep turning the other eye. In the bigger picture, we're all just a speck of sand.
But we can join together and line up hand in hand.
never leave out any woman, man or child.
Even if it takes a while,
let's go the extra mile.
We all are one, a spirit lies within. Together we can open doors and lead us where we've never been.
The day will come when we all hear a voice,
a time and place where someone else is counting on us to make the choice.
We can move a mountain stone by stone.
Don't let a single dream go to waste.
Put a smile on a stranger's face.
Leave the world a better place.
We all are one, a spirit lies within. Together we can open doors.
So they came here today. And they got some nice tennis shoes on their feet, so they're real happy about that. They don't have to be embarrassed wearing their sister and their mom's shoes
anymore.
Est-ce qu'on peut dire merci? Say thank you.
Thank you.
Louis of the Derek Shapiro Show, DerekShapiroShow.com. Vinny Bucci's outside. I think he's trying to get Jerry Truman over here. But John, come here for a second. We're live in the same studio, you know, okay? How you doing, Mr. Johnny? Okay, you show your face. Sit down over here in Vinny's Bucci seat for a second.
I feel like they got into Home Improvement.
Yes.
They show part of the body.
Yes, Wilson.
What is the question?
Okay, now, I was telling Late Night about the trick I played you last year around July time, and I fooled you. I mean, I didn't play in the wintertime, just last summer, and you thought I wasn't here. You know what I'm saying? How did that make you feel when I actually came in here? Like, what went through your mind? You say?
I was disappointed.
Why were you disappointed?
I was actually hoping you was not here.
And then when I came and I just shattered your world, right?
Yes, you did. No, it was cool. I mean, I don't think I felt any kind of way, actually, honestly. I thought you told me you was going to be in town, and I thought you was in town.
Yeah, but then I said I had to cancel, remember?
Yes, then you said you had to cancel.
Was that one of the best tricks I ever played on you?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get you again in the near future, hopefully. I have something in mind, okay? But you always get me, but you never have recorded.
I never have recorded, but I get you all the time.
Yes, you do. He does. Late Night. Mm-hmm. What tricks have you played on people?
Spiro, I'm out.
Oh, thank
I
you.
What tricks have you played?
All right, so we're live on the Derek Shapiro Show. He's going to let Late Night. What guy's coming tonight? What guy's coming tonight, by the way?
I don't know his name.
Okay. Okay, so what tricks have you played on people, Late Night?
Jokes I played on people?
Yeah.
I really don't play jokes. I play jokes on my daughter.
Oh, now that's fun. Yeah. Vinny, do you got Jerry Truman on the line?
He's here right now.
He's here in the building?
No, he's not here in the building. I had him on speakerphone. I was talking to him about something important.
Something important?
He's having computer difficulties right now. That's why he's not able to really, like, seriously talk on the phone. I mean, I got him on speaker right now if you want to ask him something.
Jerry!
No, Jerry!
What's going on? My brother and my sister from another mother.
Happy to see you right now, even though I'm kind of like stuck with a few problems.
Well, I have a question. I mean, you're a big movie star, okay? I mean, you're bigger than Chris Rock, okay? And I mean, you play late. I mean, you play Slick Mike in the case of the radio show host. And now the movie comes out tomorrow. You play Jerry Truman. Was it hard playing yourself for this movie?
No, actually, it was pretty easy because I've actually played myself before in the whole movie.
What other movie have you played yourself?
Well, it wasn't a movie. I would say it was a comedy sketch.
Comedy sketch. Now, when you play yourself, because you're bi, you're Shim Self.
Yeah.
All right. So, let me ask you a question. When are you gonna go back on the radio? You know, on your intern gig.
I'll go back as soon as I get myself settled with
I think I know the real reason.
I think real.
It's because you've been calling, you've been coming on my show once a month still via phone. I think you just want to stay loyal to the Derek Shapiro show, don't you, Jerry? Is that the real reason?
Well, I'm still loyal to it and all. It was just, had like a couple of income problems where it made it hard for me to just do what I dreamed of. So I just fell back off and tried to do the whole, you know, regular job kind of thing.
And how has the job search been treating you, bro? Like, what's the status update?
So far, it's back slapped me in the face, but I'm just trying to hang in there and...
Wait. Did you say your dad slapped you in the face?
No. The job hunting thing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, I was a little staggered. Like, your dad slapped you in the face. I'm like, what did you do? I was about to say, like, what just happened? What did I miss between the last couple weeks? Like,
and if anybody does slap you in the face, please record it. I want to put it on the show.
That's some bitch slap trivia for your ass. But, I know you had a personal issue. I'm not going to get into it right now because I know you probably don't want me to bring it up, but you did have a personal setback family-wise that might have prevented you from, you know, going back on the job search, but are you able to get back on the job hunt now?
Yes.
All right, so what places are you thinking about applying to? Like, what's the next step in the job hunt that's on the horizon?
When I retweak my resume and everything, thinking about seeing what Delta is up to, since I know they're at an airport that's always the busiest, so I'm gonna try that.
So you're saying you want to be a flight attendant on an airplane?
I just want to see what's available or so.
I'm just saying, are you going to be comfortable wearing, are you going to be comfortable in the flight attendant outfit, pushing the drink cart around? I mean, I'm just saying.
Hey, come on. 10,000 feet, you can party, okay?
That would be very last on my list, because I know that would take a lot of time, and I'm just trying to get back into the entertainment biz kind of thing.
And the best part is, because if you did get that job, because you're bisexual, you have a very good shot at joining the Mile High Club. Like, you won't have to worry about striking out.
Can't you get a job where you work?
The problem is that he lives like off Metropolitan Parkway, and I live in Johns Creek. So, and again, the big issue, Jerry doesn't have a car.
I have a solution.
He wouldn't be able to get to the Home Depot I work at.
I have a solution.
Okay.
I have a solution within 5 seconds. Okay, then I'm gonna go to the next segment. I have a solution. Get an apartment, be roommates. You can live together, go to work together.
Like Fred and Barney.
Yes! What do you think?
I don't know.
More like Bert and Ernie.
Bert and Ernie.
All right. So now we're going to go to the DJ Chef interview. Hey, DJ Chef. He's from Pawtucket, Rhode Island. And we're live here in Marietta on DerekShapiroShow.com, episode 88. Here's DJ Chef right now.
Derek Shapiro here for the Derek Shapiro Show, DSS TV station here in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, with DJ Chef. How you doing, DJ Chef?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So tell me, you've been a DJ for how long?
God, I've been DJing since I was 13 years old, and I'm going to be 40 this year.
You're going to be 40 this year? I'm 36. I have 4 years to go, you know?
A couple weeks, I'll be 40.
But, you know, you look younger than me, and I'm 36, you know what I'm saying? So tell me, DJ Chef, how did you get DJ Chef? Do you like to cook?
Well, it's a funny story behind that. I went to Johnson & Wales and I went for business.
Okay.
So I graduated from there, and Johnson & Wales is normally primarily known for as a chef school.
Yes.
So I went there for business. They offered a business program, so I graduated from there. Then also people started saying that I look like Chef from South Park. So it all just
came together.
Yeah, it all just came together that way.
So you DJ weddings?
I do pretty much anything, weddings.
Bar mitzvahs?
Bar mitzvahs, quinceañeras, I've done it all.
Do you DJ clubs too?
Yes, I do clubs.
What clubs do you do now?
I've done Mardi Gras, I've done clubs, a lot of different clubs in Connecticut. I do a lot of bars in Connecticut now.
Whereabouts in Connecticut?
Southern part of Connecticut, New Haven area, Hartford.
What's your passion about DJing, DJ Chef?
I like the music aspect of it. My family is pretty much all music oriented. They all grew up in music. My father had his own band with his brother and stuff like that. My uncle, he's a traveling musician before he passed. He just recently passed away. So he was a traveling musician. He traveled all over the world, done a lot of different things. Been in it. So I've pretty much been in the industry since birth.
Who's your main influences as being a DJ?
Being a DJ, a lot of main influences, like old style, like Grandmaster Flash. I like DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Oh, yes.
DJ Scribble, Jam Master J, just name a couple. Now that's been a big influence because, you know, the old style DJs, you know, I like a lot of them. They bring a lot, you know, bring a lot to the table, and you learn from them. But the term DJ has changed so dramatically now, because more of us DJs, it's not like it used to be where we're the ones who locate the hot records and put it out first.
Exactly.
Now it's more, everybody's more commercial.
Yep.
So with the technology the way it is now, everything is so commercialized, so influenced from every aspect as far as music wise. Now, as far as us being DJs, we're working with artists, and we're the ones who are producing now.
Exactly. Now are you producing tracks now too?
I do a little bit of stuff, you know, remixing tracks and everything. I'm starting to get more of the beat side of the aspect of it, which is more important, you know, for myself as a DJ, because, you know, at least knowing the music side in order to, you know, produce tracks and stuff like that.
Sure. So, have you DJed for any celebrities yet?
I have not.
Not yet.
And that's the one thing I'm looking to do.
All right, we're going to take a okay, we're still recording, we just took a... You said, our webcam just went out for a second, you said that you have not done celebrities yet, but you're looking to do that.
Oh, definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
And DJ Chef, of course, where can people find your information?
They can look at me at djchef@yahoo.com. Actually, djchef2002 at yahoo.com. You can email me there, I can get booked. excuse me.
Sure.
I'm also on LER Entertainment,
okay,
which is another website where you can locate me, where we have a host of DJs where they actually deal with a lot of the different artists.
Yep.
We have a spinoff where we can, where we promote like a lot of freestyle artists. Like
sure.
Stevie B, Coral.
Sure.
TKA. You know, we deal with a lot of management side of that. So if they're looking to get somebody for their clubs with those artists, we go to that website.
And
they're looking for us as DJs. We're also on that website also.
You got any music of your own that we could play on the Derek Shapiro Show with DSS TV station?
I could send you some.
Okay, great.
I could definitely send you some.
All right. You have anything on YouTube too?
I do not as of yet.
Okay.
I should though, because I mean, I am on SoundCloud.
Oh, hold on. Okay. And we're back, of course. You have something on SoundCloud?
Yes, you can follow me on SoundCloud, also at DJ Chef 2002.
DJ Chef 2002 on SoundCloud. We want to get play something from them, okay? On SoundCloud. And also, what do you think? Where do you think you'll be with your DJing career in 1 to 5 years?
Hopefully, very progressed. I want to do.
Oh, hold on. Keeps going out. Okay.
I want to do like Miami, Vegas. Those are my bucket list. I want to do at least Miami or Vegas once. Awesome. You know, that's the dream to do that. I've been DJing for a long period of time. My music source is now starting to really. You know, I had to take some time off a little bit. You know, because both my parents passed and I took care of them. Sure. So I took a little bit of time. You know, for that. And now, you know, I'm really seriously back into the game again, working with my music and stuff. And plus, being where I work at, my job, also helps because I see a lot of the stars coming in now.
And what do you do there?
I work in pro audio sales.
Oh, sure.
So what I do is I see some of the stars come through.
Sure.
Like I seen Keith Shockley from Public Enemy.
Mm-hmm.
He came through. American Idol finalist Erica Van Pelt. She's known all over Rhode Island.
Yeah,
she just came through several times. I sold her some stuff.
Oh, awesome.
Pauly D's come through.
Oh, Pauly D.
Of course, everybody knows him.
Yes,
from Jersey Shore.
Yes,
he's come through. My other company I used to work for. There's a few stars that came through there that I sold stuff to, like Timberland came through. No, and I meet people here and there. You know, underground producers and stuff like that.
Sure.
A lot of artists that come through. So.
Well, we're going to play you some stuff from SoundCloud. Well, thank you very much, DJ Chef.
Thank you.
Yes.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
All right, I couldn't find his stuff on SoundCloud, but time enough for the show. But that interview made me hungry, right? It's DJ Chef. All right, DerekShapiroShow.com, episode 88, live in Marietta, Georgia. Well, live. We're not dead. Right, late night? All
right.
We have Vinny Bucci outside. We have Jerry Truman. We're going to talk about last night's movie premiere.
Back on the air.
It wasn't really a premiere. It was a movie celebration, if you will. and the celebration consisted of me showing clips of the movie. That's what I did at all my premieres up in Rhode Island, too. So, Jerry, you missed a great thing. Bottom line, I'm going to let Vinny just tell how it went down last night.
Man,
sidelines.
It was... Dude, I can honestly tell you, Jerry, it was by far the funniest, most awkward show you would have ever seen. I mean, Jerry, you know, we've both been, you know, here's the thing. Like I've been doing stand-up for a long time. You've been doing stand-up for a long time. You know, we've had our fair share of hell gigs, you know, if you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Like, we've been involved, like we've done video podcasts and audio podcasts of some of the craziest shows we've done. This one definitely would have ranked in the top five of the craziest shows we have ever done. Because, first of all, dude, here's the story. We walk into the bar, and everyone's playing bingo. Which I've never seen happen in a bar before. I have seen trivia. I have seen dart competitions. I have never in my life seen a bunch of drunk people standing around... going B6, I-14, like, this is something you expect to see, like, in a retirement home with 70-year-olds who still could pull their teeth out. Like, this is insane. So we're sitting through this bingo thing. Then it's time for our show. Nobody's paying attention. Like,
exactly. You know why no one's paying attention? No one had any money to pay attention, you know?
They lost it all playing bingo.
Exactly. And on top of the note, Melissa didn't want to sing. We just played her videos afterwards, you know what I'm saying?
We played her music videos afterwards. And then so anyway, Jerry, here's the thing. I'm watching Derek up there doing his thing.
Oh, yes.
Doing his thing. And here's the thing. I can already tell.
Tell, yes.
But when Derek's on this, I can just tell by, I'm one of those things where I always check the vibe and the energy from the crowd.
Exactly.
I do my best stand-up when if the energy's right and I'm feeding off of it, that's when I do my best shows.
But you had a great show. You sound confident last night.
I did sound confident last night because I understood the fact that nobody was paying attention.
Exactly.
And I just embraced it. So I thought, you know what? I have a laundry list of new material that I've never told before.
Exactly.
Most 90% of the jokes I told last night, that was only the first time I ever said them. And any comedian will tell you, the first time you tell a joke, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to go well. Why? Because you haven't worked it out yet. You haven't found all the kinks. So I just went up there and said, you know what? I'm just going to talk. I'm not going to care what anybody's saying. Because, look, if you're not going to pay attention to me, that's fine. I'm used to talking and people not paying attention. You know that, Jerry. I'll just keep talking and talking. So I blew through the set. And I did my thing. I got off the stage. And I had no shame in me. Because, like I said, if that was a 20-minute set of old material, I would have cried myself to sleep and probably cut my wrist in the bathroom. But
we have two things in common, Vinny, with that last night, okay?
Okay.
Before we go to this next song, and then I'm going to go to Miss Elbow interview right back-to-back in Miss Elbow's two songs. Then we'll come back. But the two things we have in common, okay? Number one is, you said you have a laundry list of set last night. I have a full laundry of clothes in my car. Okay, number one, okay? You said you blew through the set. During my set, I blew a fart during my set. Okay. So, on that note, here's Void 808 with Come Undone. That's the number four song for the month of July. Then we'll go to the Miss Elbow interview. If you see Miss Elbow, okay, she's from Salem, Mass. She is so beautiful. She's a white woman. For a white woman, I mean, usually I like black woman or Italian woman, but Miss Elbow, she's fine, okay? She's a white rapper. I'm going to hear her two songs afterwards. Grown Man's Game and number three. So here's Void 808, Ms. Elbow interview, then the two songs, and we'll come back. Episode 88.
All right, Derek Shapiro here for the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV Station with Elbow, and she's an MC, rapper, and an actress, as it turned out.
So yes, so yes,
nice
yes.
To meet you. And with all my guests, I interview all female guests. I got to do this. So look at this.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yes. See a blush from looking at that. All right. So of course, you're I'm an MC, you're an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about, how did you get started in rapping and MCing?
Well, my friend DJ Flipwax, he's a turntablist DJ in Boston. He's been doing it for over 20 years. And I was going to hip-hop shows and going and seeing him perform. And I told him that I had been, you know, writing rap since I was a teenager, but I had never told anyone that before. And he's been really, like, you know, my coach. Like, he just helps me. And then my friend from high school moved in, and he's a producer, and he produces beats.
Really?
And he ended up being my roommate, and we recorded a lot of the songs, including Three, which is one of the songs that you're going to be debuting in my apartment. We made a home studio.
Really?
Yeah, and now I've been working with a different producer named Josh Ahrens, who's worked with West Side Connection and 311 and POD.
311?
Yeah.
Really?
And he's been producing my most recent tracks, so he's been a really positive influence, both Steve Del Porno and Josh Ahrens have been great producers, and also DJ Slipwax.
That's awesome. So tell me about who are some of your musical influences?
I mean, I love Dr. Dre so much. I mean, he's the hardest working guy in the industry. And then for some of, like, the newer rappers coming up, I really like MGK, J. Cole, and Wiz Khalifa. You know, my influences, I've been listening to hip-hop my whole life since, like, I got my first Tribe Called Quest album, or my first TLC album.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you mentioned TLC, because we have a TLC connection.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I interviewed Chili twice, and I interviewed, of course, T-Boz, and I interviewed Left Eye's sister and brother.
Yeah.
But you won't believe what happened to me. See, what happened to me when I interviewed TLC, well, I interviewed Chili the first time, then the second time, when I interviewed T-Boz and Chili and Left Eye's sister and brother in Atlanta, I came back to Rhode Island, my home state, and the interview was on a thumb drive. Mm-hmm. I didn't back it up soon enough, and I lost the thumb drive with the interview on it. But the second time I interviewed Chili, she gave me a hug. So I was just thinking, move out, Usher. I'm hugging Chili. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but and I have Sierra on there too.
Yeah.
So I have Sierra on the same thumb drive that
TLC was the first cassette tape I ever bought.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, Salt and Pepper's like.
Can you dance like TLC?
I do dance. Yeah, I dance on.
Can you show any moves?
Oh, I don't know if I could dance right now. Okay. I mean.
But so you like Salt and Pepper? That's cool. That's
yeah.
Cool.
That's cool. I love that fine vibe that they bring. You know, I mean, I grew up listening to all that, and you know, I love Wu-Tang and Method Man and some of like the more real stuff too. So I like to. I mean, hip hop in general, I can change it up. You know, day to day, I can listen to Kanye one day and listen to Atmosphere another day, and you know, some. Different kinds of stuff.
Now, tell me about your acting. You also act in Maverick. What's it called?
Maverick Johnson Files.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, a group of kids that I went to high school with, we call ourselves the grown-up kids of Beverly because we all went to school in Beverly and grew up there. And my friend Dominic Francis Friolo, he's the director.
Yep.
And he got together, he wrote the script, and I helped edit it. And, you know, we worked on it together. And my friend Robert Mosier, he does video editing, and my friend Wayne Gatchell did the filming.
Really?
And yeah, and so he got me involved in it because he's like, I don't really know any other girls. Do you want to do this? And you know, I mean, I'm like, well, you know, I was lead in my high school play kind of thing.
Really?
You know,
so you still came into contact with all your high school friends.
Yeah.
So did you, were you all this talented in high school, or this came out now?
Well, we've been working on it all since high school. I mean, they've been making videos since high school, and they just recently started including me in the past couple of years.
Really?
But yeah, they do like big wrestling.
How come they include you back then?
Because they're shy guys that are really awkward, and I was really outspoken girl that just like, I don't know, I was on my own mission.
Twice a man that you are, even as a sexy dang. It's up for you now, boy. Have some playtime with your toy. Now run up before we catch you. Your pain's already deployed. Where you come from, homie? Time to dress you owe me. I'm both a boss bitch and not as pretty when I'm hungry. Saw your fat bitch when she was bending down to blow me, but she made me wanna vomit, say my name, but since she saw me. Got just one gun and that ain't never gonna hold me, cause it's my town, bitch, I ain't never rolling wrong. Now's the time you bleed, get the disrespect you need, cause you took my fucking money and my motherfucking weed. Shit weren't on my tree, your ass didn't even see. Gonna taste the life you made, it taste like concrete. You a man now, boy, yeah, that shit no one believes. Coward now, boy, tonight's the night you need. You're born bitch made, ain't all I gotta say. Practically a child and you in the wrong day. Catching up to you, cause this shit ain't just for play. So be a grown man, find a better game. It's a grown man's game, but I want it just to say. Twice a man that you are, even as a sexy game. It's up to you now, boy, have some playtime with your toy. Now run out before we catch you, your pain's already deployed. It's a grown man's game, but I want it just to say. Twice a man that you are, even as a sexy game. It's up to you now, boy, have some playtime with your toy. Now run out before we catch you, your pain's already deployed. What you really did, punk, fuck with the wrong gun. I stay queen of this city, that's why they call me number one. And your homies ain't gonna save you, even they out on the hunt. And that weapon ain't gonna save you, that shit just made you look dumb. What you stole, I got back, and when all was said and done, that don't mean you coming home, not stay out on the run. You think my anger fuels me while you're right on just this one. But my reason is my weapon, that's gonna make you eat your gun. So lesson to be learned, tables always turn. Never know who might just win, but fire always burns. Wanna look grown by how you treat a bitch? Take your mother out to dinner before you end up in a ditch. It's a grown man's game, cause grown folks might know this lesson. Violence is not the answer when we ask him for faith lesson. And it's true, we fight sometimes when our strength is really tested, cause real strength is only earned fighting hate's oppression. It's a grown man's game, but I run it just to say. Twice a man that you are, even as a sexy game. It's up for you now, boy, have some playtime with your toy. Now run out before we catch you, your pain's already deployed. It's a grown man's game, but I run it just to say. Twice a man that you are, even as a sexy game. It's up for you now, boy, have some playtime with your toy. Now run out before we catch you, your pain's already deployed. Homies think they know the game, but hustling ain't for fame. Don't matter where you're born, if your skin color's the same. I'm as hood as the next bitch, and I'm on my way to fame. But if you step to me, bitch, like meth, I bring the pain. Cause I'm real with my words, still cocky, never tame. And it's hard being fly, ride or die, but it's mine. And I know you greedy, homie, but I bake my own damn pie. Step to me with a gun, you'll regret it till you die. Elephants don't forget, and out, but we never lie. I thug it up the classy way, you thug it up the nasty way. Your ass is in the past today, and I'm still making cash today. Cause this is my game to play. Elbow in, I'm here to stay. Call me Clint Eastwood, then come on, let's see you make my day. Fight runs in me deep, but the piece I got much deeper. Chakras all aligned and my aim locked like a sniper. One more time for shorty, cause she love elbows a viper. It's a grown man's game, but I run it just to say. Twice a man that you are, even as a sexy game. It's up for you now, boy, have some playtime with your toy. Now run out before we catch you, your pain's already deployed. It's a grown man's game, but I run it just to say. Twice a man that you are, even as a sexy game. It's up for you now, boy, have some playtime with your toy. Now run out before we catch you, your pain's already deployed. It's a grown man's game, but I run it just to say. Twice a man that you are, even as a sexy dame. It's up for you now, boy, have some playtime with your toy. Now run out before we catch you, your pain's already deployed. It's a grown man's game, but I run it just to say. Twice a man that you are, even as a sexy dame. It's up for you now, boy, have some playtime with your toy. Now run out before we catch you, your pain's already deployed.
I was going to do Facebook shout-outs before the next song. I shortened the Miss Elbow interview because it was such a long interview. People can see the rest of the interview on DSS TV station. But first of all, I just want to take a break before we play Elbow's next song. We just heard, what was the name of the song? Grown Man's Game. Before I play next song three, I just want to do Facebook shout-outs first. You don't have to be back in there yet, Vinny. Just told Jerry. But me and Vinny are going to do a scene from my next movie with... Late night. I got to tell you about that later. All right. So do Facebook shout outs. Here live on the DerekShapiroShow.com. Let's say good evening to Dylan Michael, Aaron Lockwood, Gabriel DeMeritos, Gail Zakanes, Alman Gordon Fox, Herb Weiss, Jacqueline Ann, Jamie Ashley, Joseph, J.O. Cody, Jeff and Ida, Let's say hello to Dawn Santa Parker, DJ Traversio, Dennis M. Anderson, DJ Up, E. Matatan, Don Don, Donna Nadillo, Douglas Silvestri. Let's say hello to Dominic DiPasquale, Michelle Marciano, Netta Gay, Angela Martin, Blue Azel, Chachi Cavallo, Charles A. Jr. Baumgartner, Christopher DiPiola, Cindy Pelletier, Clayton Glore, as well as Tina Patricia, Alexandria Kazuria Martinez, Lisa Lyrical Assassin, Cameron, Michael Ellis, Patrick Perry, Tatted Up, Alapone Lamaru, Savannah Fath, Gina Amendola, Jeff DeJoint Cross, as well as Selena Forget and Young Chris. Let's go to three by Elbow, who's from Salem, Mass. Oh, Ash, you know where we're going next? We'll go David Guetta and Akon and Neo. We'll play Hard, the number three song for the month of July. We'll be right back.
flow and just mop it. Show these gangsters how you pop lock it. Don't care what you got in your pocket. I peep the way that you rockin' with that thang thang. Girl, stop it. Wanna just bang bang and pop it while the club crowd are just watching. Work it out. Got a gang of cash and it's going all on the ball.
Now work it out.
And it's going fast cause I feel like a superstar.
Now work it out.
And you may not have it, I might have just broke the law.
Now work it out.
It's your turn to grab it and I make this whole thing yours.
Now work it out.
Said a hustler's work is never through. We making it cause we making moves. The only thing we know how to do. Said it's the only thing we know how to do. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. We work hard, play hard, keep partying like it's your job. Work hard.
Lose of the Derek Shapiro Show. Actually, we just kind of that a little bit because we have a long interview coming up after this. We have Adila Barnes coming up. She's of course an actress. She used to be on Roseanne. You know, do you like Roseanne?
Yeah, it was a pretty okay show.
Yeah, I mean, she's your mother, right?
My long lost mother, very domineering woman.
Yes, and Jerry Truman is a brother to Chris Rock, right? And late night, you're the brother. Let me see you, late night. Let me see who the brother to. You are the brother to. Who would you say is your celebrity brother?
They keep saying.
Wait, Neo.
Huh?
Neo. Is it Neo?
No, they keep saying. What is his name? Tip of my tongue. I was
going to
put on Facebook too.
Tip of my tongue. Jagged Edge? But Jagged Edge has a song called Tip of My Tongue. I interviewed Jagged Edge twice. Actually, you know who I look like, a lot of people say?
Who?
I'll give you a hint. Okay? I'll give you a hint. Now, somebody close to me said this before, okay? Okay? Somebody said I look like this guy, okay? But I'm going to give you a hint. Okay? I'm going to say a line from the movie. You're so stupid, Rose! Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
With the goatee. Yeah, but I don't have the goatee right now, you know? Okay. Actually, somebody said I look like Danny Libby from the Case of the Radio Show host one time. I said, no, it can't be.
Yeah. Somebody, actually, the other day, somebody just came up to me and said, Slick Rick, can I have your autograph?
So who do you look like late night?
Isaiah.
Well, when you think about it, we got.
I think he looks like the teenage.
Oh yes.
What's his name?
I cannot tell. Don't remember the guy's name either. I'm totally lost.
Well, we're going to go on to the 10-minute interview. This is we're going to go over, of course. I mean, me going over. Is that new? Yeah. Okay, here's Adela Barnes.
Some of the best shows go
over. Exactly. We're going to go, here's Adela Barnes, of course, okay? She was on Roseanne. This is her third time me interviewing her. She's an author. She beat Barack Obama in the, what do you call it, in the best-selling list before, okay? She was Roseanne's friend. She was in Erin Brockovich with Julia Roberts. She's been on Hilary Swank, Are You Enjoyed Angels? She's been on CBS's Cold Case. She's been on the Derek Shapiro Show and DS's TV station, so it's up there, right?
Exactly.
Here's Adela Barnes, followed by the number two song, Kelly Clarkson, for the month of July, and number one song is Ms. Melissa Rose with Dream. Is that a dream or is that a nightmare?
All right, we have Adela Barnes, a returning guest again here on the Derek Shapiro Show and on DSS TV station. And how are you doing today, Ms. Adela Barnes?
I'm blessed. How's it going, Derek?
Great. And how's California treating you?
California's good. I'm actually in my car right now. I think what I'm going to do, though, is pull over so I can hear you. I don't want people to hear the sound of all the cars passing by. So I'm going to pull over in a second.
That's funny you say that, because I have a mobile studio in my car as well, but I'm not in my car right now.
Oh, so sometimes when you interview, you're in your car interviewing?
Sometimes, yes. I actually, my last interview I did with you was in my car in Georgia. But now
I'm...
Yes.
That's amazing.
And right now I'm in Salem, Massachusetts, right near Boston. You ever been to Salem, Massachusetts?
Okay.
Yes.
Well, here we are.
Yes. So tell me, what's new with you? Of course, you know, everybody knows that you were on Roseanne back in the day, and you and Erin Brockovich, and I enjoyed Angels with Hilary Swank. What is new with Ms. Adela Barnes right now?
Well, presently, I've been producing. I'm one of the co-founders of the Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival, and we just celebrated our 20th anniversary this year in March. Honorary chairpersons Danny Glover, Hattie Winston, and others joined us. It was just amazing.
Danny Glover,
Yes, Danny and I go back. I was counting the years, how long I've known him, so I could announce it from the podium. And I said, Danny and I have known each other for 37 years.
Really?
I didn't know how many years it was until I did the math. Yes, we both are from the Bay Area, and I spent 17 years there, so I claim it as home as well.
Sure.
And so we met, we were both cutting our teeth on theater in the Bay Area during the same time.
So
he joined us for the 20th anniversary.
Now, when you think of Danny Glover, you think of two great movies that he was in, right? What do you think when you think about Danny Glover? What two movies do you think about?
Oh, gosh, he's done so many. He did the one that was on Mandela, of course. That's a big one.
Lethal Weapon.
In the Heart, and Lethal Weapon.
And The Color Purple. Yes.
I mean, the list goes on.
Yes.
He's done so much work over the years. He really has had quite a career.
So have you done a movie with Danny Glover?
We've never done a movie together, but we did do a play together when I still lived in the Bay Area called Primary Colors by Steve Carter. And at that time, Danny's career had just taken off, and he had moved from the Bay Area, living in Los Angeles. I was still in the Bay Area at that time. And so he came back, and we did a play together, so it was wonderful to work with him.
Sure.
So
tell me,
like Danny always says, it's important to go back to the well, and so that's why he continues to go back to theater periodically, and other actors like Denzel Washington, he's getting ready to go back on Broadway, so it's a great place to keep your chops up.
Have you worked with Denzel Washington, too?
Yeah, Denzel, actually, he, Danny, and I, we were all at the American Conservatory Theater at the same time in San Francisco training, so Denzel, I know, pre-stardom.
Because
just like with Danny, so it's really interesting to know these people and to have known them before they reach such notoriety, because it's a very different way of seeing them and knowing them.
Well, it's funny you say Denzel, because I'm right now in Salem, Massachusetts, you know, an hour and a half. And I'm an hour and a half away from Providence, Rhode Island, my home state. But I'm two cities away from Chelsea, Mass, where Denzel Washington just was working on a movie in Chelsea, Massachusetts.
Isn't that something? What a small, small world.
That's right.
He worked all the time, all the time.
Any other movies that you're going to be in soon, too?
I don't know what movie I'm going to be in next. I'm like every other actor. I'm out there auditioning. I just auditioned for a film today. I don't want to say too much about it. I don't want to jinx it. But I just had an audition today, as a matter of fact, for another film.
Now,
so we'll see what's up next.
Now, you're always so very soft-spoken, you know, and you're very just, you know, down to earth. But do you like playing the edgy, like the more, you know, or like the not so good characters, or do you like playing mostly good characters?
That's an interesting question that you're asking me, because it never fails that every now and then my agents will. There's an airplane nearby up near the Burbank Airport. It never fails that periodically my agents will send me out on something, and I'll look at the script and I'll say, I can't do it. I mean, recently there was a role they wanted me to go out for, and she was just not the kind of character I wanted to play. There was a lot of profanity and just, you know, hardcore. And I was like, nah, you guys know I don't do that. I don't do that. So it's really important to me that I do roles that I feel I'm comfortable playing, number one, and number two, that have some sense of integrity and that are redeeming.
Sure.
So those are very important elements to me in terms of deciding whether or not I will do a role. And when that's not happening, I either, you know, won't go out to audition, or if the offer's made, I won't do the role.
Now,
integrity is very important to me.
Now, actually, you work with John Goodman and, you know, Roseanne,
yeah,
of course.
So
there's a 360 turnaround with that, because you and John Goodman both work with Denzel Washington.
Ah, now what did he work with Denzel in?
Well, most recently, The Flight, and he worked in that one.
And that's right! That's right!
Yes.
He was in that.
Yes.
He really worked that role, as a matter of fact. That was a good role for him.
Yes,
he really worked as drug dealer, yes.
Yes, and he was in another role with Denzel Washington back in the day. I can't think of it right now, but...
He worked on another one? Okay.
Yep. So,
yes. That's right, Flight. Oh, what a film that was. That was amazing.
So
that's
but...
right.
But see, I do
but
movies,
John
too.
John is multi-talented as well. He's very flexible in the roles that he plays.
Yes, and you know, hopefully I'll get a privilege to work with you, because I'm doing my own movies too, and hopefully I'll put you on one of my movies someday, you know?
Let's claim that.
Yes.
Claim that. Mm-hmm.
So where can people find your information? Again, AdelaBarnes.com, right?
Yes, I can go to AdelaBarnes.com, and of course, I'm a juggler. I do a lot of things, and I really do want to plug that we're now receiving submissions for my Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival through August 31st for solo artists, be they actors, dancers, storytellers, comedians, what have you, and so they can go to our website at www.lawtf.org, is in Los Angeles Women's Theater Festival. So I hope that people will submit. We've had artists from around the world.
So all female, right?
So, yes. Although for our 20th anniversary, we had a whole program that was devoted to men, and sometimes we do have men who perform. Ted Lange has been with us from Love Boat, and Roger Warner Smith, and many others over the years.
Sure.
But primarily, we do focus on female solo artists. Yeah.
Wow. So, well, it's been a privilege to have you on my show again. I want to thank you once again. You are an angel to be, you know, to interview, and you're a wonderful woman, you know.
Oh, thank you so much, Derek. It's my pleasure. And just one thing I want to say in closing, that when people go to my website at AdelaHBarnes.com, they'll see many other things that I do that may interest them, that they may want to explore further, like my Writers Well Literary Retreat for Women. Women come from around the globe to write, so they may be interested in some of your writers.
And when's that going to be again?
That's year-round. All a person has to do is call and say, you got any space? I'd like to come and write for X amount of time. And it's year-round. Writing in all genres of writing, from screenwriting to one-woman shows to screenplays, you name it.
Are you working on any new books, too, by the way?
You know, I still have the first book that came out, and I'm thinking now about what I'd like my second book to be about, that I can really, you know, put my teeth into doing as a sequel to my first book. But I'm really proud. It came in number 3 in Essence magazine, behind President Obama's 2 books in June of 2009.
Yes, so that's
riding high on that honor. That was quite an honor.
Yes, it was. Well, thank you once again. And I'll be looking forward to seeing more about you, and can't wait to have you on my show again in like next year or something like that. Okay.
Love to come back. Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Bye bye.
Flames get higher. Oh, 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 oh. tick tock, like the hands of time. Click, clack, click, clack, like the hills have been chasing me.
We're live over here, DerekShapiroShow.com. And at the end of the show, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. And what I noticed, well, actually, what I had to do during the long break, I had to go across the street. I was going to go to McDonald's, but then I forgot there was a convenience store across the way. I got myself, you know, some mucho mango, so to crunch my thirst, you know. Also, I discovered over here, there's a security camera here, right? So the owner, John Richmond, Rich Productions here, can see what's going on in the studio from his home, okay? So I think he watched me from his home. I think he'd rather watch that than my actual show. Now, I want to thank everybody for joining us. Jerry Truman, you know, I want to thank you because every time that I speak to you, you know who you remind me of?
Who?
Truman from The Truman Show. You know, the movie. The movie, you know. But you're a black Jim Carrey. No. Okay. All right, so I want to thank you, and I want to thank, of course, Late Night.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it without you. Late Night, I have early morning. All right.
I look like Blair Underwood. That's
Blair funny. Underwood, yes, Blair Underwood, that's true. You do look like him, actually. Vinny, you look like Jonah Hill, of course. I look like Leonardo DiCaprio. And of course, Jerry Chumel looks like Chris Rock, you know. So we all have people who we look like, you know. Thank you very much, Vinny Bucci. Thank you much, Vinny. I'm going to hear you on the radio tomorrow, so hopefully everything goes good, you know?
Yeah, hopefully.
Yes, I'm going to hear it tomorrow. Tomorrow, what time you actually start? What time does that show start?
It starts at 6 a.m.
6 a.m. I do my own show at 6 a.m. on the DerekShapiroShow.com now, the morning show. From 6 to 9, I'm on DerekShapiroShow.com. Channel 1 from 6 to 6:30. Channel 2, 6:30 to 7. And 7 in video archives, and I'm also on 80s, 90s, 2000s, radio TV.yolsa.com. Plus, I do the Derek Shapiro's morning show from 9 to 11 on 80s, 90s, 2000s, radio TV.yolsa.com, and gossip radio TV.yolsa.com. So, we do compete in the mornings a little bit, but I'm going to pre record my show so I can listen to the regular guy's show.
Oh,
tomorrow,
yeah.
So, I can hear what's going to go on tomorrow.
Oh, right? Man, I can only imagine what's going to go on tomorrow.
I can't wait. And the movie will be up, so most of the movie will be up, except the credits, okay? So I'll do the credits tomorrow morning, you know, and everything will be up so you could, you know, so they can bust on the movie, they can bust on whatever, you know.
Exactly.
So thank you much. Thank you much to Dilla Bonds, too. Thank you much to Miss Elbow up in Salem, the Hula Hoop Girl. Thank you. And DJ Chef. Next month, you know who we have on the show?
Who?
The lady from Spice Girls.
Mel B is going to be on the show?
Mel B. Well, just a recording I had. Yes. It's an 18-second recording. Does that count for anything?
Yeah.
Okay. It's an 18-second recording. Me, she asks, who's Derek Shapiro's show? We'll talk about that next month, okay? Thank you much for watching. Take it easy. Have a great night. Bye-bye.